back in the saddle and out on the trail. With Ernie the horse guy, now fun will prevail. We'll meet the best horsemen under the sun. Tip our hats to the ladies, keep the good Lord number one. Ride along, sing your song. Along with better horses, we're right where we belong. Faith and love from up above. The best of the good life's yet to come.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, don't touch that dial, folks. And it's time to talk horses. I'm going through a little bit of a cold. Bear with me. I'm Ernie the Horse Guy.
Good morning to you, Ernie. I wanted to say, today is the St. Patty's Day.
There we are. St. Patty's Day. Got our own leprechaun, the Mr. Ed Show here on...
I know, really exciting. Can I tell you what I'm excited for?
Tell me about it.
Well, today, we have, and it's rich in tradition.
Oh, wow.
It's the downtown Kansas City St. Patrick's Day Parade. And guess who's leading the parade?
I bet it's Captain... Ed Adams.
The captain of the Jackson County Sheriff's Mounty Posse. And it's starting at 11 o'clock today.
And he's to also, he also is part of the Mr. Ed Show.
He is. And he's very talented, I'm going to add. And he's very good, I have to tell you. But I got to tell you, if you have nothing to do today, you have to go down to the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And it's starting at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, I tell you, great day. I hope everybody has a great day planned out for it. Don't let the weather bother you.
It's a beautiful day today.
I know.
I think so.
So good. Hey, it's great to have everybody. We got a whole studio full of people, almost like a record.
It's and we're going to talk about horses for like a whole hour.
That's
I think,
right. And I tell you what, we got leading us in our prayer. We're so happy to have Frank Slaughter. Frank, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm right here, guys.
What do you think about the little leprechaun we got in the studio?
I don't know. I think it's a kilt, not a skirt, lad.
He's good in the tradition.
I like this. I think I'll just sit back and go get a cup of coffee and let you guys go at it. Hey, Frank, I'm so glad to have you here and have you leading us in a prayer. And we're going to – I got some folks on the prayer list. If that's all right, I'd like to go over that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's pray for all the Christians all over the world, our president and all the world leaders. Pray for my friend Mark Birkdahl, that he continues to get well. Be with the prayers with you, Frank. We want to keep the prayers going strong and that you get well. And then let's also pray for the folks going through the Northeast weather victims out there with that Northeastern. And then Pat Buzzard, the wife of a good friend of mine, Bill Buzzard, suffering. Millie Andrews, that would be Mark Andrews' mom. John Murnane. Kevin Boland, a good friend of mine, a good friend of our family. Hillary Watson, Wyatt Deal, Angie Vanderpool. Keep David Sheckle in your prayers. He's struggling with some health issues. My home church, Kim McBroom, Jan Ish, Mike Statua, Sue Saxon, Pat Rodina, Tim Trabon, John Speck, Ali Costello here. And we got two Steve Miles, and they got good reports, Steve Miles in Tonganoxie, and the Steve Miles also in Baser. They got good reports. And then Debbie Brenneman just finished up her treatments. And I'm going to turn it over to you, Ed.
You know, Ernie, and we're also going to thank prayers and family of all these first fallen officers of our first responders. And our hearts go out to everybody who's fallen this week.
Thanks. And I'm going to turn it back to you, Frank.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you. We really recognize that you are God and we are not. So we just want to praise you and give you all the honor and glory. But we do have people and friends and the situations and circumstances that we need to lift up to you. And they're all over the world. All the people on this list, of course, but also... The persecuted people all over the world, displaced people in camps, and it's a mess, Lord. Also, we want to pray for our men and women in uniform that protect us and keep us. And like Ed always says, we want to pray for those first responders here back home, police, firefighters, EMTs. They put their lives on the line every day for us. But Lord, our country needs guidance, and Lord, we're just kind of waiting for you to come back and fix things. But until then, Lord, we just need to lift all of this up In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I want to urge anybody out in the eastern part of the city, out by Lone Jack in that area, Pleasant Hill, to come and attend one of your services out there at Open Range Fellowship. Just a great, great church on Saturday night and also service on Sunday. But what's really great, Frank, is that you got a tremendous live feed from your service also.
Yeah, they can just check us out on any of the social media sites or our website.
Frank, we appreciate all you do, and I'm looking forward to coming out today and seeing you and Wildfire and Brenda. Looking forward to that. And happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same to you.
Okay. Hey, we'll be
God bless.
God bless you.
Bye.
He's brought to us, our inspiration is brought to us by Heritage Tractor, heritagetractor.com. Great, great sponsor we have. They got like 11 outlets and just do a super job.
And it's now is the time to get our maintenance done. Send in your lawnmowers, put in your tractors, and we're getting ready for the springtime.
Really good deal. So, so glad to have in the studio friends, a great friend of the horse, great friend of this community and everything else. Brought a whole bunch in, Susan Patton from out at McClouth, Kansas, and we're going to be having you on here next segment. Our next segment or two, talking about a big event you got going on.
Correct.
Really glad to have you up there. And then also we have in here with you, you might introduce who you brought along.
Well, this morning I went ahead and brought our pastor of Bentonie Cowboy Church, Mark Yates. Excuse me, that's getting me as well, Ernie. So Mark Yates is with us this morning as well.
Mark, great to have you in the studio.
Thank you, Ernie. Thanks for the opportunity to be here.
And then we're going to also did an interview here a while back with the NFR qualifier and PRCA roper, Cade Swore. We're going to get him in here somewhere, depending on how this goes. But it's just a great, great interview we had with him, and just a super guy. And it's neat to have those type of folks to look up to in the rodeo world.
One of the best talented PRCA ropers and a Purina ambassador on top of that.
Yeah. The other thing we want to talk about, I don't know if we're going to have time for it, but we want to talk about passing House Bill 2545.
That'll be fun. And we're talking about the race for Kansas that's going to take an effect, and it's going into the bill, into the Congress.
We got a big event coming up. I think it's the 27th of 27th of this month. I'll be talking about that. Is going to be in Emporia, Kansas, to kind of do a rally to get behind at a horse owner workshop. And that's going to be March 27th, the Tuesday evening. So we're going to be doing that. But got a wonderful show. We're going to be talking about lots of stuff on the calendar, Ed.
We got a lot going on, especially for the parade that's going on this
11
morning.
11 o'clock this morning.
11 o'clock this morning. And our horses will be leading it, so we got to make sure they're very desensitized.
Who are you riding?
We are riding Shadow.
Well, that's good.
Shadow will be leading. She's carrying the American flag.
Shadow, who was out down at Garnett with us.
That's exactly right. We've gotten a lot better since then.
So. Tighten your cinch.
Tighten the cinch.
There you go. So that's great. But we're gonna cover a lot on the calendar and the bet of horses and everything from that standpoint. But I think what we're going to do is just take a break. We're going to come back and have a Blazing the Trail segment. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
You're listening to Better Horses Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, Casey Stallings, and happy St. Patty's Day.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. I'm real excited. I can't even sit down.
Looks like you kind of hijacked the music program.
I did. I kind of did that. Thank you, Martella, producer, for doing that for me. That was better. Good selection. I like that.
Way to go. Great music, and I hope everybody's having a great St. Patty's Day. Hey, that person next to you doesn't have green. Make sure you pinch it.
Yeah, that didn't hurt. So we get to listen to Josh today.
Yeah, Josh, with our Blazing the Trail segment, brought to us by our good friends at Merck Animal Health. Josh, are you with us?
I'm here.
What did you think about that? Are you Irish, Josh?
You know, there might be some back down the line of ways, and so I'm not real sure. I'll have to do some checking.
Well, here we got Josh Rushing. He's just a tremendous farrier, trainer. He is the champion of the top horse at Equifest this year. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
On it. So, anyway, what's on your mind?
You know, I've been thinking a lot lately about bloodlines, and I've got that on my mind. And as a trainer, trying to develop these horses, bloodlines become more important. And you know, these people do such a great job of breeding these horses for a specific job and things like that. And I've run into a couple instances lately where people have more horse than they have skills to ride it. Some of these horses are, you know, as a trainer, I've come to appreciate a little bit more energy, a little bit more sensitivity and things like that. But for some of my clientele and some people, maybe they don't need quite as much horse. So I think I just want to encourage people to do a little bit of research, you know, when they're looking for a new horse or out there looking at different horses. Take a minute, talk to some people that know. I'm not an expert at it, but it's something I've been trying to study lately and get better at. But do a little research on what some of these horses are bred for and what they're designed to do and what they're capable of. And that may give you a pretty good indication of what kind of horse you're going to have after you spend some time with it.
Josh, that's really good advice there, going after warm bloods versus cold bloods. Do you recommend breeds at all when you're looking at breeds, or are you looking right at the mentality of the horse?
You know, it's for instance, I'm riding two Gala de Cielo horses right now that I absolutely love, but they are very sensitive and they are very athletic and they got just a little bit of energy to them. They've got a good quiet energy to them versus something, you know, a little bit more foundation breeding that's pretty laid back and that you actually have to push along instead of hold back. You know what I mean? So it depends on what kind of competition or riding style you have or want to do. You know, some people even just going on a trail ride, they don't want a horse that they have to pedal along. They want something that's got a little momentum, a little bit of energy, and that's okay. And then some people, they might want to plod along down the trail, not get in too much of a hurry. So doing a little bit of research and finding out what kind of breeds or even bloodlines suit your needs the best, I think it's a good idea.
Well, that's a great tip, and appreciate you being a part of Better Horses Radio today. Have a great weekend, and I look forward to seeing you down the trail.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Thanks, Josh Rushing.
Let's not forget that EC Equine also has a great cow sorting every Monday night that you can go out and take a look and get your horse exposed.
Equus Curito.
You do that so
well. We'd be happy to have you. That's
Equus
right.
Equus Curito. You got a busy weekend down there this weekend at Equus Curito?
You know, I don't know what we got going on. We are developing a new obstacle course. Our goal is to put the best obstacle course in the country. We're going to put a permanent outdoor course in.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
We'd sure like to get that set up and have people come down and enjoy it.
So. Well, if you're looking for a place to go for lessons, to learn how to ride, to get into the horse place, there's not any place any better than Equus Curito. It's about on just about 3 miles south of Lewisburg. Great folks, great team of trainers, and check it out down there. They got a lot of neat things coming, including the Al Dunning Clinic just around the corner. And then we're talking about that's going to be April 13th, 14th, and 15th.
Hey, I'm going to be there. I'm taking it.
Well, look forward to it. Hey, Josh, we'll be talking to you.
Awesome.
Good deal. Hey, we're going to move right into our first guest, Ed. And we're so glad they're here. We got Susan Patton here. Susan from McLeod. And you got Pastor Mark Yates from the church. And then you're having a barrel race. This all ties together. And we're so glad that you came to Better Horses to kind of help promote it.
Thank you, Arnie, for letting us be here this morning. We are having a barrel clinic. Tana Papineau, who is a 3-time NFR qualifier, is coming in on April 14th and 15th.
2-day clinic.
It's a 2-day clinic. There will be kind of a meet and greet on Friday night, and then 9 o'clock Saturday morning, we will start in with the clinic and the same on Sunday.
That's going to be a great weekend for you. And a nice venue out there at the Phelan Equestrian Center?
Correct. It'll be at Phelan Equestrian Center in Bonner Springs.
And we just got to ask the question, what type of experience level do we have to go to these clinics?
This clinic here is actually open to anyone. Tana is not limiting it to one specific area. We take anything from beginners to well-experienced girls who are hauling down the rodeo road.
And I understand the clinic's at this time not completely full yet.
We are not completely full. We do have a couple more rider spaces available. We're only taking 15, and we do have a few more rider available spaces, but we are taking as many people who wish to come and watch and experience the clinic are welcome to come.
And it's $300 a rider.
Correct.
And that's for the 2-day clinic.
That's for 2 days.
That's
2 days with Tana. That gets you one-on-one time and plus all of the clinic hours that you can take.
Well, she's a great one from Big Cabin, Oklahoma, and from that standpoint. And what I really like about it is you're going through a lot of work to put this clinic on, and just such a great interest in barrel racing. It's just so great. It's right up there with team roping and everything else. But what I like about it is your cause. that you're doing it. And that's why we have Pastor Mark with us.
Correct. We have just planted a Cowboy Church in Tonganoxie, Kansas, Bentney Cowboy Church. The original church is in Bonner. But this is kind of our kickoff of events that our church will be participating in. And with this clinic itself, it is to benefit the Cowboy Church in Tonganoxie.
Now, I take it, Mark, and Mark's here with us. You're going to be out there, I take it?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll be there for most all the clinic. We do have a few other things we got to go take care of, but we'll be there for the opening on Friday night. I believe Tana's going to lead a Bible study when she comes in town that night. Okay. We're going to be there for that on Friday night. And then we'll be there for the opening prayer every morning and Cowboy Church on Sunday morning early before the clinic starts.
That'd be great out there, right there. Give us the address again of where Palin Equestrian is. It's right off. I call it County Road 2, it used to be.
It used to be called County Road 2, which is 158th Street.
158th Street, yeah. Out in Bonner Springs. You can't miss it.
Correct. As soon as you cross over I-70, it sits right there.
Well, I got to tell you, I told you I got a little bit of a barrel racing story for you this last week. I had, and this what you learn from this is that there's a job out there for every horse. And I had a horse that was in the reining fraternity. You know, Star, you remember the one?
Remember Star,
and
sure.
And Sarah Leonard's daughter did a great job and she messed around with it a little bit. And so I sent her to a young gal named, and you might remember her, Casey Lee. She used to be, now she's, her last name is Casey Hoagland, who lives down in Dallas right now. Casey, her dad's Greg Lee, and she used to ride a lot in those barrel deals. So she wanted to take Star and for her daughter. So anyway, couldn't ride much in December down there because they got a lot of rain down in Texas, lots of rain. So she takes them to this big track. It's called, not track, they're called indoor arenas. Wade Indoor Arena down by Dallas. First time out, competing. Second time, the first time in which she hit a barrel or something like that, or stumbled, that's what it was. They tell me, do I have a reason to be excited? I'm asking you right here. And that is, she ran in Wade Indoor Arena, and she had a time, a big arena. Her time was 16.22.
I would be a little excited about that.
Well, right? And what won it was a 15.8. And she was sixth in the 1D, second time out. And what's exciting, who won it, is a lady that is no stranger to barrel racing, Mary Walker.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is exciting.
Summer Gay got it. But she said the top five consistently are in the 1D. But for my little horse to do a 1D, I'm excited.
You should be excited, Ernie. That is exciting to have a horse.
Turn and burn.
Absolutely. Smoking.
Turn and burn.
But you do bring up a really good point. Now, Susan, talk to us. It's a female sport, but it's slowly a lot of guys are starting to get into the barrel racing.
That is true. And actually, that's been around for probably really almost the last 30 years, give or take. But once barrel racing went to a futurity standpoint, because in like pro rodeo and things, only women can compete in the barrel racing.
Yeah.
But when they went to a futurity standing and doing futurity and sweepstakes and that
Graves
kind of stuff.
And guys like that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's Talmadge Green, a lot of those guys, you know, who actually started the MBHA was actually started through men. So it has just given an open forum so that it doesn't necessarily matter where you go. And some of those things also have a lot of money put into them.
So officially this week, I really became a barrel racing fan. And I always
like
barrel
Ernie, you
races.
Should come to the clinic.
I should. Oh. I just, my job is, I just do the cigar deal. And I let that, but no, I want to congratulate as far as Casey, just doing a great job with that. But she was just excited that that horse, and I throw another thing at you because I get off of it. She's not running full speed at that first barrel, not to get the horse because it's a young horse. And still get a 16.22. Pretty proud.
That's very, very exciting. So, again, we got the clinic going. Tana Papineau, three-time NFL qualifier and also a Calgary Stampede winner.
And
on
better,
top of that.
Better yet, Bentney Cowboy Church starting in Tonganoxie. That's great. And we're going to be talking about you, and we're going to talk in the last segment. We want to cover some more things about the church and things in the big movement of cowboy churches across the country.
Amen.
And so glad that you're here, and it's going to be a success, your deal is going to be. So stay tuned. We're going to come back with more Better Horses. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
This is Better Horses Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. I'm Ernie Rodina.
And I'm Ed Adams.
And here we are, St. Paddy's Day. You've got the music rocking, Ed.
And the parade's coming. It's coming at 11 o'clock downtown Kansas City.
Lots of stuff happening.
A lot of things going on.
Really a neat deal. And congratulations on your mounted patrol, what you're doing, Ed.
Thank you very much. We are really excited about it. And Sheriff Mike Sharp of the Jackson County Sheriff's Department will be leading us. And there's going to be like 20 to 30,000 people downtown Kansas City. And the Jackson County Sheriff's Mounted Posse will be leading the parade.
And the neat thing about it, Jackson County Mounted Sheriff's Posse was able to make it through the poker run.
And they did, and they raised over $14,000
wow.
for first responders and the families who lose their loved ones in the line of duty.
Hey, this next segment, Ed, is brought to us by our good friends at Purina Mills, purinamills.com. Great sponsor we have. The only company I know out there that will feed it to their horses first before they ever ask you to feed it to yours. Great products, the Outlast gastric supplement, the new professional, Impact Professional feed line, which we're going to be covering down at Emporia. And actually, it's going to be, I'll talk a little bit about the TV show coming up. It's going to be on that too. But so glad to have them as a sponsor. And it was so neat to hook up with Cade Swore, the NFR qualifier, seven times, I think. And just a great guy. And he's a great roper, but he's a great individual. So let's go to that interview right now. Is Cade with us right now?
Cade, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, we are so glad to have you with us today. We are talking to Cade Swore. He is a NFR qualifier competitor.
Several times. I think seven times. Wasn't it, Cade?
Yes, sir. Seven times.
Seven times. And now recently, I think, are you just, have you been on the Purina Ambassador Program for a while?
This will be my second year.
On that, but I tell you what, you're having a great year. We always enjoy watching you rope. And right now, as we speak, you're down in Houston getting ready for the second round. Tell us how the first round went, and tell us about your calf and that you drew up, and also about your horse.
Well, the first round went well. I'm riding a horse I bought from Rick Kiekeffer a couple months ago. His name's Shooter, and man, the calves are fresh down here. Hadn't had a lot of preparation. Just kind of got to score good and get them roped and just tie them best you can. They're not really wanting to cooperate on the ground very good just because they hadn't been roped before. But I won second last night and made the best run I could on what I had, and I was pleased with the way it went. Looking forward to the night.
Sounds good here.
Well, that's great. The horse you got, now how many horses do you take go on your string? I know you have a grueling schedule all year long, but how many horses does it take to keep up with Cade Swore?
Well, last year at the end of the year, I had four. I sold one earlier this year, and I'm down to three. And it takes all three of them, really. You know, I've been fortunate enough to get some decent horses put together, and I kind of have a horse for every different situation. You know, long starts where you got to run them a long ways, or you know, the fast starts like the NFR. Seems like I have a horse for every situation, and it makes it nice. And you know, Purina keeps them healthy and feeling good and getting down the road, so makes it a lot easier on my part.
Ernie said you had recently made a trip over to the research center for Purina. What was your take on that?
Wow, if you're an animal lover, I think everybody should make that trip. It's you know, honestly, it was a little overwhelming. There's so much stuff going on, and the research that Purina puts into their products is just, I mean, I really can't even put it into words. Like it was unreal. You know, the tests and you know, everything they do before they even consider, you know, putting a product on the market. It's just, it was really something to see, and I'm glad I got to make that trip, and I'm really looking forward to going back. I really enjoyed myself and learned a lot, and I know there's so much more to learn, but, you know, I'm ready to get back and check it out some more.
It's totally unbelievable. If you ever see somebody post something out on social media saying something bad against Purina, you know they don't know what they're talking about. They need to go make that trip because they will understand the integrity of Purina after that.
You know, you said, oh, wow, when we mentioned the research farm, Cade, I tell you what, Purina felt the same way when they got you there. Oh, wow, we have Cade Soar here. I know they were really proud to have you there. And we're proud to have you on their team. And I tell you, it takes an effort, a whole team effort and everything. And the nutrition just one part of it and everything. So,
well, it means a lot just for, you know, Purina to have me on their team and let me represent their product and you know, but like I said before, I've fed Purina for, you know, as long as I can remember, and I've been doing this for a long time. And whether I was on the team or not, I'm gonna feed Purina feed and to my horses and my, you know, all my cattle, and you know, just, and especially now that I've been up to the farm and seen that there's no shortcuts taken, and we're getting the best product that is out there. You know, I'm a lifer. You know what I mean? I'm gonna feed it no matter what.
7 times you made the NFR. I tell you what, and that's a tremendous feat in itself, and it takes a lot of hard work and everything like that. And you just now. Just now getting 2018 pretty much starting, or have you had been to several rodeos so far?
I think I've been to nine rodeos. I went to a couple before January. You know, our year starts over October the 1st. And I went to a couple rodeos in October, and then I think I've been to 7 or 8, you know, in the new year. But, yeah, it's on the way. I wish I could say it's been going good, but it's been a little slow. Not off to the start that I thought I would be on, but, you know, that's part of rodeoing, and that's part of, you know, that's it. You got to have the character to bounce back and be prepared, you know, whenever it's your turn to win. And that's where I try to stay mentally. And, you know, all I can do is make sure my horses are sharp, and I'm doing the best I can do. So looking forward to keeping it going. Hopefully, you know, we can keep winning down here at Houston and carry it on, you know, for the rest of the year.
Cade, can we get you back on the program again? We love having you on Better Horses Radio.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me. And you call anytime. I enjoy talking horses and roping and Purina feed. So
well,
let me know.
Any advice to that young roper out there before I let you go that you would tell them as far as they want to be up to the caliber, the level like you, what would the advice you give to that young roper?
Well, you got to be strong-willed. You got to have, you know, that old saying, you got to have heart. Well, you have to have a never say die attitude out here, because it's gonna, you know, growing up, I was thinking about it, you know, just a couple of days ago, I was talking to a kid and you have these high expectations of you're going to do it this way. Well, that's not always the way it works. You just got to grind it out and stay hooked, and whatever that goal or that dream is that each individual kid has in mind for themselves, don't give up on it, because it will come true if you stay hooked.
Well, I'll tell you what, we really appreciate you being a part of that. Appreciate you being on Purina's team, and I'll tell you all what you do, and keep up the great work, and keep representing the sport like you do. I mean, you're a class act, Cade, and we appreciate that.
Well, thank you all, and I appreciate the kind words, and big thanks to Purina for believing in me, and I'll be looking forward to being back on the show.
Thank you, Cade. Good luck tonight.
Thank you all. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much.
That was a lot of fun talking to him. It was a great interview, and we'll have to get him back on the show.
We got to get him to teach us how to rope.
That's right. Hey, before we take a break, I want to tell everybody to make sure that you watch tomorrow. We're talking about 8 o'clock on Sunday, KCWE Channel 29, Better Horses TV with Ernie the Horse Guy.
Kansas City's own one-hour horse program that will also air Sunday at 8 on KCW Channel 29.
I'm going to be featuring Drexel Swan, who started riding back when he was 66. And now he's showing reiners right now in his 70s. And what an inspiration he is. And Drexel Swan, we're going to go down to Todd Wright's and get an interview with him. Inspiration to a lot of us folks middle age.
You're never too old to ride.
No. We're going to have Josh Rushing. We're going to have also a segment with Carrie Coon. And then we also have Sarah Leonard and Gary Niehaus talking about the new Impact professional feed. And then we're going to do a hearty grub with the pork loin at Equifest.
Oh, we're back with Chef Tel Martin.
We'll be back there tomorrow.
Everybody's looking forward to that.
Let's take a break. We're going to be right back with more Better Horses Radio, KC style.
I'm Ed Adams.
I'm Ernie Rodino. Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. It is St. Paddy's Day, and thank you. If you like the music, you got to thank our guy, Ed Adams. And I got to tell you, I miss my Motown.
You know, I'm not necessarily. I'm doing a jig, and I think you'd be very good at it if you could just do it a jig on your horse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I think you could.
You got them skirts you wear?
I do, and it's very drafty. Have you ever rode a horse on a skirt?
No, but you're painting some bad pictures in my mind.
And I got a right side saddle, too.
Yeah, that's really good. So, but hey, so glad that you're here, Ed. I know you're just chomping at the bit to be down there in that parade.
I'm ready to saddle up and go. I can't wait. I got to go. It's unbelievable. But anyway, downtown today at 11 o'clock, Kansas City, St. Paddy's Day Parade. And you got to be there. Over 20 and 30,000 people will be joining us.
It's going to be a great time.
It's going to be a really scary
time. And so glad to see your leadership involved in this thing.
Looking forward to it.
It'll be good. So, one thing I do want to talk on that we want to talk about getting that House Bill 2545. I'm sure that I either got it 45 or 25, but it's the House Bill to get racing, get the tax rate down on an even playing field. And, folks, we want you to get a hold of your legislators, both your reps and your senators. We can smell it as far as the victory.
And let's take a step back here. We're talking about the restoration of live horse racing and greyhound racing in the Kansas City that will generate over 4,000 jobs and approximately $200 million in annual wages and $23 million in annual state and local tax revenue.
But and you know what? And it's all privately funded. No taxes will be involved in this at all from that standpoint. And if you see what they're doing at 99th and Leavenworth Road, their plans, not so much just for the track.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
The development is going to be tremendous. And if you're a dot, like I know you are, and if you're a dot out there, you got to be proud of what they want to do. And we're that close. And I want to invite everybody to come down and have a hamburger with me at a Purina HAL meeting. It's a horse owner workshop, and that's going to be March 27th, a Tuesday evening, at the Lyon County Fairgrounds in Emporia. We're going to have some great meetings, including a talk from Justine Staten, the horse counsel. She's going to be there. Gary Niehaus is going to be talking about the Outless gastric supplement and the new feed line. But we're so excited to have the Greater Kansas Racing Alliance going to be there, talking about the positive impact racing will be, what both dog and horses, bringing it back to Kansas.
You know, Ernie, you keep mentioning it, and I love it when you say it. The investors seeking to restore the racetracks has not asked the state government for any economic incentives whatsoever.
You know, and I don't gamble, but I love racing and everything like that. But the folks that do gamble, if they don't gamble here, they're going to go somewhere else. So it's going to be great for those. And it's not going to hurt the casinos one bit.
Exactly right.
So that's it. Join me on the 24th if you want to go. Just best what email me at ernie@betterhorsesradio.com. But we're excited about that. We're so excited to have Susan and Mark, both of you here, as far as what you're doing. And, you know, anything, I'm really excited to see that not only did you take your church that you had in Bonner and expanded it right down the road. Mark, it's just such a great movement, this Cowboy Church movement.
Well, the Cowboy Church movement is a great movement, and it's really just coming to life. And God had laid on our hearts a few years ago to plant a whole series of Cowboy Churches. And so the one in Bonner there, we started 3 years ago, and we just have a little old-fashioned church building. We filled it up, so we took a handful of people over to Tonganoxie, and we're just going to reproduce there what we did in Bonner. And this barrel clinic that we're talking about today is kind of just the first thing to let the community know, hey, we're out there. We're meeting in Bonner at the Jewel on Tuesday nights at 6:30. And I know
by
Ernie.
The way, I'm going to be there next week, the 24th, Ernie's Country Crossroads at the Jewel.
Yes.
Now, Ernie Rodina and Charlie Green is going to be one of my two favorite guys that is going to be hosting that event. That's going to be exciting to watch.
I had to jump in there, Mark, kind of put a little plug about my
Yeah, absolutely. That's so. Exactly the building that we meet in, and we meet there at 6:30 on Tuesday nights, and service starts at 7. We have some fellowship time before. And it's just old-fashioned country church, come as you are. And we just want the people of Tonganoxie to know that we're there and that we love them, and we're there to provide a place for them to come just as they are.
And it's not about a religion. It's about a relationship with Jesus
Christ.
That's
right. Absolutely.
And so that's what's absolutely. And you got like I know you got like 400 seats in that place.
There's a lot of seats in that place. And actually, the church, we only use the foyer of the Jewel to have church in because we like keeping it intimate and sitting close together and enjoying ourselves. And so it's a great opportunity for us there. And we're looking forward to see what God does there and about meeting some people and bringing some attention to Tonganoxie through the barrel clinic.
Well, we're really excited about what you got to offer down there. And I know you're bringing in a great trainer for a clinician, and Tana. And I know it's going to be a great, Susan, just a great clinic, and what it's going to benefit. It's just tremendous with what your bent knee. Like, we're talking about Bonner, we're talking about Tonganoxie. Where's going to be the next one?
Hopefully in Ottawa. That's the way God's sending us, is towards Ottawa. And so we're looking forward to make some connections down there and being able to bring a group of rural country folks together and cowboys together and start having church down in Ottawa.
Well, you know, we've been having one down there on Rope and Hope, and that would be maybe they need to talk about expanding.
There you go.
I mean, or joining together.
Yep.
So it's really good.
That's what God's laid on our hearts, so we just try to do what he tells us to do, and it's obedience that he blesses. Amen?
Well, amen. I'll tell you what, I really do appreciate you guys coming in. I'm excited about the barrel racing, and it's just a great fellowship with horse people, and really a neat way to grow your faith. As far as from that standpoint.
So let's go through it one more time. We have a barrel racing with Tana Papamano, who is going to be a three-time NFL qualifier and Calgary Stampede winner. And it'll be at Palin Equestrian Center. And that'll be at 16821 158th Street in Bonner Springs, right here in Kansas.
Hey, and I do want to tell folks, too, don't forget the Dream Ride. It's out. Go to our website, betterhorses.com, and go to the calendar. That thing's going like nuclear.
And, Susan, we're also going to tell you that's going to be on our Better Horses event page, so that if you need for details, just go to betterhorses.com, go to the events page, and look at the date, which the date is?
April 14th and 15th.
April 14th and 15th, and then we'll be able to go through all the details, and we'll have all the information, especially for the clinic cost at $300.
Yeah, will you guys come back and keep us informed and tell us any other things you got going on?
Absolutely.
Definitely. Thank you, Ernie.
On that. And it's that time I hate every week. I want you all to be good buckaroos and buckarettes. Mind your moms and dads. Be brave, but don't take any chances out there. Find that person that doesn't have green on and pinch them.
Ouch.
Ouch. And then we're talking Connie, Matt, and Brent, Bob, and Gail Foot, Tina Corley, your great buckaret. How about Lowell and Teresa Anderson, Tom and Betty Lindsay? Got someone out there?
And I'd like to say good luck to everybody at the parade today.
Be safe. You got anybody you want to shout out to? Say hello to?
Just the folks at Bentonee Cowboy Church.
We
God
love
bless
them.
You all. We love you.
Yeah, thank you so much. So next week, this is Ernie the Horse Guy. Happy trails and ride for the brand.